Did you just say at this moment the hard work is done?
Yes, at this moment the hard work is done in my eyes. So what's happened? We finished at the church and we've got the group shots done. So we've got the key moment of the day, which is the marriage rite. That's why we're all here. That's been photographed, that's been captured. And we'll talk about that in a minute, because something quite peculiar happened today. It happened yesterday as well.
You're now lifting all these bags off your shoulder. Is that like a great weight?
No. I don't have a lot of gear with me when I do weddings, so it's not... the heavier of the cameras can get quite heavy, so yes, you feel a bit light.
I just meant a weight off your shoulder, in the sense that you've...
Oh, I see. You're using a metaphor.
I'm just a bloody poet, Roger. I just, you know.
The other hard bit is the group shots, which I have never enjoyed at all. Group shots are, for somebody like me who does what I do, go against the grain, because I have to start talking to people. I have to raise my voice. I have to interact with people. It can be difficult sometimes. It can get difficult. Not this crowd. This crowd were great, but you know, it can be difficult sometimes when people are just interfering. It happens. But I don't particularly enjoy doing the group shots, because it's imposing. I'm imposing myself on the day, and I'm having to.
What about this bit of paper in your pocket?
Oh, the bit of paper with all my notes.
What does that... Did that tell you in what order you were going to take the group shots?
No, there is a note on here about the group shots, which tells me if there are any special requirements. There weren't. It also... I got muddled with the... I didn't, as it turned out, but I thought I got muddled with the parents' names. And as it turned out, I hadn't, but I just had to keep reassuring myself, because once I got myself into the mindset that I'd got the names wrong, then it's a case of... You know, when you say, whatever you do, don't say this. And of course, the first thing you say is what you're trying not to say. So I just get myself into a mental knot. And you probably saw me refer back to it several times. And I was checking the same thing over and over and over and over again. Even though I actually had it correct in my head to begin with, started to doubt myself. And that doubt just triggered this. And the last thing you want is to be standing up in front of, there were probably about 100 people there, calling out the wrong names to go with the wrong person. It's just, you know, it can be humorous and you can laugh it off, and it adds maybe something to the day, but it doesn't come across very professional. And also, anything that you can do to avoid giving the clients the feel that they're just another number, just another couple.
So, do they like the film Reservoir Dogs?
I don't know. I've no idea. But everybody gets the reference. Everybody understands why I say it, and everybody understands what they need to
do. Is that part of your...
No, that one popped into my head. The Reservoir Dogs thing that's usually referred to in wedding photography is this god-awful thing that people do, photographers and videographers, where they get all the guys, when they come to the church first, they get all the guys together, and they reenact the guys arriving, and they have to do the Reservoir Dogs walk. It makes me sick. No, in this particular case, the girls were smiling and the guys weren't. This was the group shot of the bridal party, and the guys weren't smiling. So by saying to them, look, the Reservoir Dog look is great, but actually they all understood immediately what I was saying, and they responded properly. So they kind of got it, and everybody gets that reference. So, but yes, traditionally the Reservoir Dog shot in wedding photography is an awful, awful, awful posed, kind of created shot. Of the guys arriving, and it's I can say it now, this is my last wedding. It makes me sick to the core when I see videographers and photographers doing that. So the hard work is done. We're off to the reception now. The reception really is all about...
Just before we talk about the reception, sorry. Did you actually plan to tell them all that it was your last wedding?
Kind of spur of the moment thing to see if I could get them on board for the group shots.
The focus group I was part of didn't believe you.
No, didn't.
The survey statistically says... random sample collection of one lady who came over to me, who asked me what I was doing, right? And I told her what I was doing, said, "Oh, I thought he just said that for effect."
For effect, for every wedding. Every wedding is my last wedding. No.
It's live on air anyway.
Spur of the moment sort of thing.
Yeah.
because I thought that'll get them on board and they probably won't have heard this before. Actually, as it turned out, exactly the same happened as nearly every wedding, where I will turn around, or I can hear the cameras going off by my ear where I'm taking the group shot, and I know there are four or five people and they've got their cameras on my shoulder almost taking a shot.
Do you feel like a golfer in the British Open or something like that?
No, because it doesn't affect me.
In the middle of the backswing, you hear somebody else's shutter?
No, it's not. Not at all. Okay. It's really.
We
just
better go and drive, shall we? Should, yeah?
We should.
Could you do with a pint, or is it only me?
Obviously, you can't, because you're.
The answer to the question is yes, I could do with a pint. I'm not allowed one yet.
Okay. There, Roger, I'm keeping the recording running while I get into the car. You can speak away.
I'm going to see.
You can speak away into it.
The car started, so we've solved the problem.
Oh, yes. Were you actually keeping the recording running in case the car didn't start?
Yes, I thought that might be. Oh, yes. I thought my reaction might be something.
Yes, I don't think. Will we ever reveal to the outside world what really happened earlier?
Oh, I don't. I think we should, because it's part of the story.
Well, it'll have to be a separate audiobook.
It will be a separate audiobook.
It was when I wet myself. My trousers were badly wet while you were away, and I thought I had caused a catastrophe, by the way. I thought I had caused a problem.
That can probably go in there as well as the cigarette lighter. Let's test it out.